This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Thousands of people marched in Denver's annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. parade today to honor King's civil rights messages. Glenda Johnson has marched in the event for years, starting with the first one 37 years ago.
We shall overcome. We're all God's people, and we can come together every day in unity and in harmony and love on one another.
The event is called a marade, a combination of a march and a parade. It's one of the largest MLK Day celebrations in the U.S. A wreath was set at the statue of King in Denver City Park. There were also speeches and celebrations at Denver Civic Center Park. The King Soopers grocery store strike is on its sixth day. In a video message to workers, Union President Kim Cordova described the negotiations as unproductive.
We have told the company that we're here. We agreed to come to negotiations. We expect them to sit down and to bargain in good faith.
On Sunday, in a sign of support for King Soopers workers, the Teamsters Union said that they would not cross the picket line when making deliveries. Negotiations continued this afternoon. Representative Diana DeGette says she has tested positive for COVID-19. The Congresswoman says she has mild symptoms, is isolating, and is working from her home in Denver this week. You're listening to CPR News.